Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to spend these next few minutes together. And as I have been seeking the Lord's heart about what He would have me to share these next few days, I spent quite a bit of time, more than usual, in thinking about what He wants for His people, for you, in the days ahead. These are critical times, serious times, perilous times, as Paul said, and we get to be alive during them, which means God especially chose each one of us that we would be born and we would be alive at this present time. So, having said that, God definitely has a purpose for all of our lives, regardless of our station in life, regardless of what we do, whether we are in full-time ministry or whether we are in full-time ministry as a child of God, because we are all able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. And my heart's desire is that you would not only understand how important you are to the Lord and to what He is doing in this hour, that we have been given a tremendous privilege to work together. And I want to be sharing spiritual principles that God never departs from. As we learn to love His Word, that's my second prayer and desire for you, that God will open the Word of God to all of us in ways that we have not before experienced. The Word of God is so rich. You know, the natural man who is not saved, he can read it and get very little out of it. He may be find some things comforting or interesting, but it takes being spiritually born again, spiritually alive, where our spirit man can begin to receive the truths of the Spirit of God. And I am fully confident that because our Lord is such a good Father, that He gives us truth and spiritual understanding as we are able to receive it and chew on it, just like a newborn infant must have milk. That's the first food that they receive. But as that child grows, then they begin to eat baby food, food specially prepared for infants. And then as we grow, Paul makes reference, we're able to handle not only the milk, but the strong meat of the Word. And it says of the children of Israel, they knew God's works, but it was Moses that knew God's ways. And I don't know about you, but my heart's desire is to understand the way of the Lord, the ways, His principles, the things that have not changed. We are in a new covenant, praise God, based on better promises. But the very character and nature of God remains the same all the way through the Word of God. If we will understand who God is, His person, His power, His wisdom, His benevolence, His loving kindness, the severity, if you will, of the Lord, it is unchanging. He did certain things under the old covenant. He gave a law, the old covenant, which showed mankind we could not follow the law. The Jewish people could not fulfill it perfectly. There was only one Jew, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, who did. But praise God, we are in a new covenant now, and God wants to open up His Word and release you into the fullness of His desires for you, the things that He would have you do. And so often, because we have been influenced by the world's mentality, bigger has got to be better, that the most effective people being used of God, of the Holy Spirit, are those who are prophets to the nations, or pastors of huge congregations, or evangelists who speak to thousands of people. This is the world mentality. Beloved, every single individual in God's body is important, and I trust as we share the word of the Lord, you're going to begin to appreciate in a new level, in a new measure, how important each member of the body of Christ is. Praise God. All right, and so let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you that you will, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to everyone who's listening. And Father, we're not just going to confine this prayer to those who are listening. We pray for the body of Christ around the world, Lord, that they will understand the deep things of God, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation you would grant to your church, your body. We thank you for the work that you're doing to bring souls, that precious wheat, if you will, into your barns. There's a great harvest going on. It's going to increase more and more. And Lord, we thank you that you are going to use each one of us, regardless of our age, our physical capacity, that each one of us will fulfill and will know. We will not be insecure. God, what do you want me to do? What's the ministry you've given me? Father, I thank you. I rebuke every spirit of confusion, every spirit of deception. And I praise you, Lord, that your people are going to come into such a peace, into such a harmony with your word, and with such a new revelation of the Spirit of God, Lord, that there will be joy, joy unspeakable. We will begin to partake of that kind of strength and that kind of anointing and that kind of joy that the Apostle Paul knew. Lord, how great, how sore the trials and troubles he experienced. In fact, when you called him, one of the things you did is you showed him how great and how many the things he would suffer for your name's sake. But Lord, he did it willingly. And we're so appreciative of all that he did, Lord, and those who went before us, the heroes of the faith. We thank you, Lord, that we will come behind in no gift. But Lord, we will be strong and bold as a lion, and we will come together as the body of Christ in such unity, in such fellowship, Lord, that you are going to be glorified. We praise you and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of God. And if you've been a regular listener in months past, weeks past, I've preached on the book of Haggai and the important lessons that we could learn from that. And I'm just going to revisit it a little bit. And just to give you a brief outline, the Lord had released the people of God into the ability to return to the promised land. Cyrus released the captives after 70 years, as Jeremiah had prophesied. They returned, and the foundation of the temple was built. And then, as the book of Haggai opens, the people, they had experienced conflict in terms of opposition from the enemy. And basically, where the people were at, they were just kind of wrapped up in their own lives. Isn't that kind of true of where we've been at? I'm speaking corporately and generally as the body of Christ here in this nation. And the people say, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. And so often, we are so focused on our lives and the things we're having to deal with. And don't you suppose that is a very clever and important strategy of the enemy to keep us so embattled, so oppressed, so depressed, so overwhelmed with circumstances that we can't focus on the main things, what God would have us do? Don't you, as the word says, if we seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, all these other things will be added. That's victory, that's health, that's joy. I know I'm speaking in generalities, but I know by the Spirit of the Lord, these are spiritual truths and principles. We have to put God's heart first. What does He want? And as we apply our energies, as we apply our strength, our attention, our focus on the Lord and on what He wants for each one of our lives, that's the amazing thing. You know, there's no competition. We don't have to outdo one another except in love. That's the one area God allows competition. But in every other aspect, each of us, just as our physical bodies are so unique, our fingerprints are different. Every snowflake, God loves variety. That's why He's got all the different races, the different cultures. He loves variety. And out of that variety, He loves to bring a unity which can only be brought by the Spirit of the Lord. Anyway, going back to Haggai, I better keep on track or we'll never get beyond this this first principle I'm attempting to establish. And so they were very much occupied with things that they were concerned about, their lives. And basically, I'm not going to take the time to read the verses in verses 2 to 14 in Haggai, the second chapter, 2 to 9, as well as 10 to 19 and 20 to 23. You may want to do that. In those passages, we see God showing us a spiritual work, not only what He promised to do historically with Israel, but we want to look at spiritual application to our lives. And so what we want to see is that the prophet Haggai came to them and he says, is it time for you to dwell in your sealed houses? This house lie waste? Now consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified. Many, many years ago, he was speaking to them to get natural physical wood to build the house. Now we are to go get lively stones that are to be part of that temple, that tabernacle, not made with hands. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown and we're just getting into this, but I truly pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow. If at any point I know it's a busy time of year, if you miss a broadcast, just go at our website, unveilchrist.org. You may click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. The announcer will give our contact information. I do what practically every broadcast, I do invite you, if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, to note down that contact information. If you'd like a letter of personal ministry, I ask you to share your mailing address as you email. Otherwise, know that I'll confirm and pray for you. I love you, and I pray earnestly for you, my listening audience, every day. I love you with the love of the Lord. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.